Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the only true, omnipotent, awesome, eternal God that is in heaven, and he is the creator of all things known and unknown. He is the creator of life itself. Now is the time, beloved, to let our mind, body, and souls be refreshed in our relationship with this awesome, eternal, almighty God. Amen, amen, amen. It goes right there. And his beautiful, precious son, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, the God-man, the man like none other, the one who was in the beginning with the Father when he said, let us make man. Who do you think he was talking to in the book of Genesis? He was talking to his son, Jesus the Christ, as well as Holy Spirit God. Amen. Goes right there, right there, right there. Right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, we are unashamed and we make no apologies for declaring Jesus Christ as the only Savior, the only Redeemer, the only Lamb of God that is the acceptable price to pay for the sins of all mankind. Amen. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, here to bring you some of the most uplifting biblical inspirations and motivations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music ever made and ever played. I got proof. This is your first time listening to this broadcast. You in for a head-bobbing, hand-clapping, toe-tapping good time right here, right here. And for those of y'all that have been blessed to continue to support this Fire Gospel Experience ministry, all I can say for y'all is get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verses 1 through 7, where the psalmist declared much-needed words of insight and inspiration to See, we live in those very same times of challenges and struggles that those in ancient Bible days did when these verses were written. We see those who have shown no regard for God, holiness, or no righteousness, and they live outside the boundaries of what God's will is. Yet we are disturbed, even as believers, at certain times when we see the wicked prosper. Yet the psalmist gives light to our shaded thinking due to the reality that the wicked days are running out. Amen. Unless they make a drastic change and seek God. So we pray for them. Amen. Yes, we do. My special guest is here, wonderful woman of God, personal growth and mindset coach, Toria Renee is here. And she's going to share her experience living this Christian life, as well as share some information that's going to help us in our personal growth and help us with a deeper, better spiritual mindset. Amen. And then later on in the broadcast, we have pastor and author, radio host, Mia Jackson is here right out of Little Rock, right down the road from where I'm broadcasting now, right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Little Rock is our capital, and this woman of God is going to bring us word of inspiration. So why don't you just go ahead and call the family members and friends. You can even call a neighbor or two or a coworker and let them know that Ron E. Jefferson is back on the airways to give just due praises to our God, because he is so worthy. Amen. He's more worthy than what I'm talking about, but we're going to give him praise. We're going to give him honor. We're going to give him glory. And we've already had prayer. Holy Spirit, God, have your way from this moment on. We yield to you. We just allow you to move over freely as we submit to you as you regulate this fire gospel experience ministry. Thank you for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
Blessed, blessed, I
Lord Jesus, you can't get no better than blessed. I'm trying to tell you, blessed is what's really going on. Amen. Goes right there, right there, right there. New music from woman of God, Gayla James. She sent me that music. She said, Brother Ron, I got something for you. I said, woman of God, come on with it. I am blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Woman of God, Gayla James. And she sent me some more music that y'all will be hearing in upcoming shows. So stay tuned for that woman of God. My special guest is here. I'm trying to tell y'all we are in for a wonderful conversation. I just trust and believe that God has already ordained that these things that are about to be said right now are going to be very special. And it's going to touch somebody. My special guest, woman of God, personal growth and mindset coach at I Am The Coach Tate. She has studied business management at Robert Morris University, and she is a resident in Bartlett, Illinois. Amen. So without any further ado, it is certainly my pleasure to introduce to some and to present to everyone else, woman of God, personal growth and mindset coach, Toria Renee is here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Amen. That's all right. Yes, dear Lord. That's what I'm
Thank
talking
you so
about.
Much.
Come on in the room. Amen.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is certainly my pleasure. I want you to just go ahead on and continue with that energy that you brought to the conversation that we were having before we went live, because I could tell you just have a spirit that's full of joy, that's full of happiness and peace. I could just feel it just flowing off of you as we were just having a conversation. So I want you to just be your best you, and I just believe you will. Why don't you just go ahead, woman of God, Toria, and introduce yourself from whatever stage in life that you'd like, and then we'll go ahead and start this beautiful conversation.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I am Toria Renee, a.k.a. Coach T, founder and CEO of I Am The Coach T. I actually started my Christian journey. I've been in church since I was a kid, little girl, and so I think that I've learned so much about how to walk, and I understand now more so than ever that it is a process and it is a journey. There's no magic wand that happens when you accept the Lord and then you become this great, wonderful, you know, preacher and evangelist and start laying
say
hands.
That.
That's not how it works. It is a process. You have to learn. Ooh. You have to grow. I think for me, the pivotal turning point is when I lost my grandmother in 2017. That rocked my world, shaked my world. I was, shattered, torn. I was like, I don't know how life is supposed to work now.
Oh,
and
Lord.
It was so funny because she was such a pioneer when it came to the things of God, and she was always the person that we talked to, always the person that we shared with, and she poured back into us. And so it was so crazy because once she passed away, I was like, you know what? I can't do this church now. I can't. I cannot.
Wow.
It's too much memories around it. I can't be in this space and she's not here. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a nice little break. I need a moment.
Okay.
And little did I know that two years later, I would really, really be back into that space and really, really with a whole new understanding of his love for me and his grace towards me. I just really, it was awesome to see and feel him love me back in to the ministry. So that was awesome for me.
Wow. That's a beautiful story and a wonderful testimony. And I'm glad that you feel so free to share that, because there are so many of us that have had these interludes in and out of church. Should I go? Should I stay? Is it for me? Is it what it's promoting itself to be? And I'm glad that you shared that, because one of the things that I do here on this Fire Gospel Experience Ministry is I make the truth about religion, about church and the Bible, I make it applicable. I make it digestible. And I use real language. So I'm glad that you shared that, because, you know, there's some people listening to this broadcast, Lady Toria, that are probably going through some of the very same things that you're going through. May not be the same set of circumstances, like in the departure of a loved one, but in the sense of, should I go or should I stay? So thank you for that. What else has been happening in your life that helped you mature and lead and guide you, because I'm sure you had your pitfalls. I'm sure you had your moments of testing where you maybe were undecided about which way to turn and where to go. Tell us about those times that you began to see light, even in dark situations.
I mean, I think for me, growing up as a child, I've always been, so I grew up, my mother was a teenage mother. She was 15 years old when she had me. So, of course, she had no idea what it meant to be a mother. So the elders, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, and my great-aunt, they kind of took over, you know, kicked her on out. Girl, you don't know what you're doing. So let me just do it for you. Let me take care of it before you mess this child up, you know.
Okay.
But I felt there was always this displacement. There was always this commotion around where I was going to be staying. So, and I remember being shuffled from one family member to another, but I don't think I understood why then. I don't think I understood why, but it was always this commotion. And then there was, okay, we've had, you can turn into a teenager now. You're going to have to go on all live with your mama because we can't take it.
Not that
I was doing so much, but I was a teenager,
and
they was like, we done with the teenage phase. I can't do it. So now you just leave me in the house with this woman. She don't know me, and I don't know her. You know that's a problem, right?
Wow.
So we have an issue all the way. So now I learned at a very early age to really, really learn how to maneuver around difficult situations, how to still excel in difficult situations, how to make sure that I'm maintaining my own mind and my own thoughts, and I'm being my own person in the midst of everybody else and whatever else they got going on. Let's think about me and my individuality, because that's what's going to sustain me. And how do I make sure that I get out of these situations so that I am able to stand alone when the time comes, because I got to get grown,
That's right.
So
yeah.
I think as I learned so much more about myself and what I wanted to do, how I wanted to be, and it was just a press within me that God gave me, because I promise you, I don't know how I end up with it, so it's got to be him. That was just you know what, just this press, just do what you got to do. Don't forget them, do you. You know,
there you go.
And so it was early. It was my individual being, walking in my individuality was established in me way early. I wanted to make sure that I had everything dotting all my I's, crossing all my T's. In the midst of that, this perfectionist thing started to happen. It's like, you got to be perfect at everything. And, you know, smack in the face, you're not going to be perfect at everything. It's a couple of things you're just not going to be good at all. So learning how to accept the fact that you're not going to be good at everything, but those gifts and talents that I have given you, that God has given me, is the places where you're going to excel. And those are the things, your gifts and talents are going to make the room for you. So stop trying to be in everybody else's lane and just learn to be in your own, and be okay with the fact that your lane doesn't include a couple of other things that you thought you might want to do.
Amen. I can relate to some of the childhood issues that you discussed, feeling like I need to hurry up and get all the knowledge and information that I can so that I'll be able to stand on my own, because, you know, I have a delinquent, negligent father out there that walked out on me when I was an infant child. So I never knew fatherhood, you know, so I found myself kind of feeding off of other families. I would go to my friend's house and kind of hang out there to try to absorb their sense of family, because they had a father and I didn't. So that need to feel independent came upon me early in life as well too. And I guess I can say I see now how that need for independence, that need for knowledge, was all part of God's plan, because now I found myself not necessarily, you remember that commercial about the Shell answer man, he had all the answers. Well, no, I don't have all the answers, but there's one thing that I do is that I have just obtained a constant desire and thirst for new knowledge. And I'm talking about spiritual knowledge. I'm talking about knowledge that has maintained its integrity over years and over centuries from generation to generation. This is the wisdom that I'm looking for, because I believe that, unfortunately, everyone that gets older doesn't always necessarily get wiser. That's something that you have to pursue.
No.
And even the Bible tells us, he said, in all you're getting, get wisdom, get understanding.
Get an understanding,
So, Yeah. So tell us about the understanding that you have in relationships, be they family relationships, be they significant other relationships. Can you share with us some of the foundations that create healthy, lasting relationships? Because now you let people know that you're a personal growth and mindset coach, so I know you got some fundamental ideas about what is healthy and how to maintain relationships, because relationships are crucial.
Definitely. You know what? Here's the one thing that I will first say is that our relationships, no matter what they are, require one basic fundamental thing, and that is communication. You have to be able to communicate. And so we listen to that word communicate, and we just think that means talking. That is not what communication is. That is, it's just saying you're talking. Because if it was just you talking, yeah, well, that ain't going to never be working, because you have to actually learn how to listen. But listening doesn't mean just listen to the words coming out of somebody's mouth. Listening means you are actually paying attention to what they say, and you are taking it to heart. You are receiving it in the spirit that it is given, and you are really processing the words to see what they really, really mean. Look behind the words to hear what someone is really, really saying, because I have learned that people say a lot of things on the surface, but that is not what is really, really in their heart. That is not really what they mean. So when you listen, you need to learn how to hear what they don't say.
Yeah.
And understand it from the place that they are coming from. That is key in relationships. And I think that we as a people have to evolve and learn better how to do just that. But that also takes a level of discernment, and it's, you know, spiritual discernment from the Lord to help you to say, okay, that's not really what they mean. This is really what they mean. Because you might not be able to get that without a little bit of spiritual insight, because last time I checked, we weren't able to read nobody's mind.
No, we weren't. I can recall some very wise teachers. They would say something, they would stop, and there'd be a silence, and then they would ask us to repeat what he just said. And that was for the very fact to confirm that we actually heard what he was saying, because if you can't repeat what I just said, that lets me know your mind was really somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And then
I
think we interpret things differently, too. We interpret things so much more differently than they come out, and we don't always relay things the way we really want to. I can tell you, you know, hey, I want you to fix the chicken, and you could have heard something completely different. I'm like, but that's not what I said. I just said fix the chicken, and here you go talking about the grease and the dish. What?
Oh, Lord.
Put chicken in the pan. You know, but we don't hear. We hear, you know, I think we hear from different places, and depending on where we are in our life, where we are in our sphere, where we are in our hearts, where we are in our mind, we hear things differently. And so now we have to learn how to clarify. Wait a minute, let me just make sure I heard what you said. This is what I heard.
Help my understanding, because I can recall a Facebook post that says, I'm only responsible for what I say, not for how you interpret it. And that is so true. And sometimes I think maybe do we let pride get in the way of us clarifying ourselves as having proper communication? Are we fearful to ask questions because we may actually hear something that we don't we may hear something that we don't want to hear, so we'll just leave it in our own translation and let that be the understanding rather than maybe to reach out and say, well, let me make sure that I understand you correctly, because what does self-esteem and communication have to do with each other? Let's talk about that, because sometimes you have weak self-esteem.
Oh, my God.
You going to run away with some stuff. Come on, tell us about self-esteem and communication.
Self-esteem. Okay, let me just tell you something. Depending on where your self-esteem is, it will cause you to hear and see and believe things that do not exist in the expression of others. So if I have a low self-esteem about myself and I feel that I may not be as learned in an area, and then you start talking to me about that specific area, everything you say to me at that point is going to feel like you are attacking me because I don't know it.
Okay.
As opposed to me feeling like, you know what, she's telling me this to help me, and so since I don't know, this is a perfect opportunity for me to learn. But no, I am going to see it as, you think I'm stupid, and you don't think I'm intelligent enough to understand, and now you got to break things down to me like I'm two, and I don't appreciate being disrespected.
Yeah.
And the other person is looking at you like, excuse me, I was really just giving instruction, and this is the way I give it to everybody, because you'll never know where nobody is, and so I'm just giving you a general message. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes,
and the truth,
it definitely
and the truth of, and the truth of the matter is that everyone that's grown has not grown up. We are all at different levels of understanding, of intellect, of mental and emotional development. So how would I know? Are there some particular signs that you could share with me and my listeners that will help us see if we may have low self-esteem? Because low self-esteem can even put us in a delusion and have us thinking that we're really not as bad as we are.
You know what? I think the first thing that's going to be indication that you have low self-esteem is if you take everything someone says personally, as personal, as a personal attack on you and your character.
Okay.
That's the first sign to let you know you got some inward work to do, because the world itself is just not out to get you, because you're not, at the end of the day, you're not that important. And that's not to say you're not important at all. What I'm saying is that
in the bigger scheme of the world,
you're not the most important thing in it. And so if you're going to take and make everything about you, then that's your own personal issue that you need to be fixing. Because everything ain't about you. The world is not just arbitrarily out to get you. So everything that happens in around you and to you and with you is not necessarily made to make you, to hurt you. Most of it, all of it, is for your good. God is working things to your good. And
Amen.
You have to take the bit
there
with the sweet. So everything builds character. It's all working together for your good. So if you're going to sit here and see everything as a personal attack on you, that is just your low self-esteem talking to you, and you need to be working on that.
Amen. Because I'm under the belief, in my search for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, we get to a point where secular knowledge runs like to the end of the road. I don't care how many syllables it has in a word. I don't care what type of higher level of vocabulary that you use. The thought is still going to have only a level of human understanding. That's what I'm saying, woman of God, Toria. And what I found in is studying the Bible, praying and meditating and asking Holy Spirit God and Father, Son, Holy Spirit God and Jesus, my Savior, for understanding has taken human understanding and enlightened my human understanding with spirituality that just shines a brighter light and gives me more conclusion about life, about understanding than what human thinking has. Now, I said all that because I had to get that out. My memory is not as young as it used to be. I had to get that part out. Did you have any thoughts about how your spirituality complements all of the human learning that we do? I appreciate everyone that goes to higher institutions of learning, college degrees, doctorate degrees, and what have you. But I'm of the mindset that apart from a spiritual enlightenment, that human understanding is going to only take you so far.
I agree 100%. I mean, this is what I always say. First natural, then spiritual. So at some point, you do everything you can naturally. But at some point, there is a place where where natural ends and spirit picks up. Spirit begins and spirit comes on. Spirit comes overlays on top of that and says, "Hey, let me put the you know, because spirit on top of everything we think we know is more than just icing on the cake. It is the thing that makes everything come alive. So
Amen.
You can have as
That's
much
beautiful.
Knowledge as you want to have without some type of anointing and some type of spirit laying on top of that. It is just that, just a whole bunch of stuff that you just know." But it is not until you put spirit on top of that you are able to edify someone with it, that you are able to actually help someone with it, that you are able to actually impart some type of knowledge and something that is going to be long-lasting, because we, you know, one plants the seed, the other one waters it, and then God gives the increase and it begins to grow. So we have to learn that even as we minister and as we speak to people, I think one of the things that's helped me being as a coach is that I really, really dig deep and I pray for, you know, God's intersect into a person that I'm coaching so I can understand what it is they need from me. I don't just write lessons, or I don't write, like, I mean, I customize my coaching. I don't just customize coaching just based off what I think. I kind of this is where I'm at, Lord. What do you think that I should do? Or what do you think? Give me something that's really, really going to change and impact this person in this moment. And that's how I write my lessons. So that is how, you know, so again, you still have to apply his knowledge, his wisdom, and his anointing and his impartation to you as you go forward in life and anything else that you do.
Amen. The reason I mention that is because it takes me back to the Apostle Paul and how he bragged about to other Jewish believers. He said, look, I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He announced what particular tribe of the 12 tribes that he came from. He said that I'm a Pharisee, and I speak all these different languages, and I studied under the Gamaliel, which was a higher level of institution for learning for the priests and the Levites of the Jewish faith back then. And then he said, but listen, he said, apart from all of that, he said, but I count all of those things as nothing. Now, I'm being polite. That's not the word he used. He used refuse. And if you don't know what that means, just think about an outhouse. He says, look, all of that stuff put together, apart from the knowledge and the wisdom of God, is nothing. It's less than nothing. So I implore people all the time, Lady Toria, I don't try to get real deep. I don't try to quote a whole lot of scriptures. That if Holy Spirit God will give me a certain scripture to share, then I share. But I share it in just regular, normal conversation. I don't try to act like I'm standing on a pulpit, you know, trying to preach down to somebody. I'm sharing the message because, see, I remember when I didn't fully believe, when I didn't have full understanding. And I think it's important for us to always remember where we came from so that we don't get too carried away with ourselves. That's my point.
Absolutely. And I think that without God's wisdom and as well as without his knowledge, we don't even really know what to do with the wisdom and knowledge that we do have. That we receive from all these universities and whatever we've studied, we don't really know what to do with it until we really, really yield it to him so that he can say, okay, this is how powerful it could be if you do this. Because I don't think we know. We think we know, but we don't know until he says that. I mean, it's nothing like having the insight and that light that says, boom, this is it. Because I remember, you know, I got out of college and I just like, oh, God, I'm going to be great now because I learned all these things, right?
Yeah.
And I was but then when it was trying to do certain things, I would remember I was so lost. I'm like, I got this whole degree and I really don't know what to do with it.
Okay.
I know all of
That's
this
real.
Stuff and I don't know what to do with it. And it wasn't until I started really, really reconnecting with my faith and understanding his wisdom and his knowledge and his words that I was just like, oh, so this is what I should be doing with it. And I would never have had that revelation without it.
Yeah. Amen. I think one of the biggest challenges that every human being on this earth, from the first man, Adam, and the first woman, Eve, up until this present time and day in the year 2021, that the question of accepting or denying the reality that God made me and he made me for a purpose is the question that is so definitive on every person's life and existence. If you deny that and then you run from that and you exclude yourself from contemplating that truth, you have actually denied your very own reason for creation, because God put everybody here, whether they accept it or not, whether they believe it or not, everyone has a God-ordained purpose. Amen?
Absolutely. And let's be clear, if you're not trying to accept it, you will be lost forever. You are not doing, you are denying it is going to be the greatest disservice you could ever do to yourself.
Amen.
Because without
Amen.
Knowing it, you will be flowing through life like a nomad. And Amen. You will always be frustrated. You will always be irritated. You will never really, really start to attain and reach the thing, reach the goals that, and see the accomplishments that you really, really were meant to. I mean, every, you know, we always love to hear the song, you know, what God has for me, it is for me, and can't nobody take it. You absolutely right. But I, but you sure can stop it from happening. You can stop it if you don't yield. You can stop it, and then the world will miss out on what it is that God was trying to give, that God was trying to bring forth through you. And let's be clear. Let's be clear. You don't stop the show because he'll just go on and choose somebody else if you're not going to step up. Okay, fine. I'll choose somebody else, and then maybe one day, when you, maybe at one point when you're ready, I give you something else. But let me go on, because the ministry ain't going to suffer because you don't want to yield. Let's be clear. So you don't hurt nobody but yourself when you don't. But you will always be, there will always be that place in you that you'll be like, okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I feel so lost. I'm not sure. I cannot succeed. I'm not having any success. I'm not being able to move forward. I feel stuck. Those are all signs that you're probably not following your purpose.
Amen. Wow. And the last thing that you want to hear is for Almighty God to say, who's next? You tuned in the fire.
Right, pass you right on over. You look, we sing the song, pass me not all gentle savior, but do the savior, but do we really know what it means?
Amen. We better learn. That's one thing I know for sure. Hold your thought right there, woman of God. Hold your thought, woman of God. We share so much. I need to let some of this marinate. I need to let it set in on my listeners hearing and understanding, because they've come to appreciate good, strong, biblical inspiration. We're not trying to sound churchy or nothing like that. You are listening to people that have come to know the true God, the wise God, the eternal God. Yes, he's invisible, but he's made himself known through his creation. And the reason that Solomon wrote in his book, Ecclesiastes, you're talking to a man that had more riches than anybody that you can imagine. Anything that came to his mind, he had the ability to make it happen right then and there. And then he realized, he said, apart from knowing God and doing his will, all of these riches and all of these monuments that I built and ruling all over the land, and he had an innumerable amount of women, wives and concubines, to satisfy his every desire. He ate the best of food. He had the best of everything. And he said, without the knowledge of God, knowing God and living for God, he said, our lives are just useless and wasted. Here's man of God, Gene Moore, letting you know that you don't have to live like that, because God will take care of you.
Let's get it. You are the light. Darkness, every shadow is subdued under you. You are a shield provider. There's no fear because my purpose lies in you. You've got me covered. Now I've discovered there is nothing you can't do. Going right before me, showing that. But we're never alone, God.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Holy Spirit, God, we just thank you for taking care of us. Like, man of God, Gene Moore just got through singing, thank you, dear Father God. Without you, we have learned we can do nothing. But with you, we understand and we know from our own personal experience that we can do all things, great and mighty things. But it's for your glory, Lord God. It's not for our reputation. It's not for our uplifting. It's to sanctify your name in this world of unbelief that would dare deny you as God, as being the eternal one, the creator of all things. So we take our stand boldly, and Holy Spirit, God, we thank you for strengthening our mind, our members, and our way of living, because for you we live, because you died for us, Lord Jesus. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, and we confirm our thankfulness with our obedient living. Amen. Strengthen us to do your will, and for you we pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen, amen, and amen. Some more. Man of God, Gene Moore, letting us know that God does take care of us, and he's taking care of you, woman of God. Tell us about how you in your ministry are taking care of those of us that need your very specific healing hands, healing experience as a personal growth and mindset coach. Because the Bible tells us so many things about keeping our mind and letting us know that we can't continue to just feed off of the milk of the word, but we need meat. And I'm sure that there are some people that may not actually be believers in Christ that come to you. So you have to have a way of being able to influence them in a very particular way, and I'm sure God gives you the wisdom to do just that. Tell us about being a personal growth and mindset coach.
So being a personal growth and mindset coach, I understand. I think that because of the experiences that I've had in my life, I've learned that having the right mindset is key to any type of success you're going to have. Aside from meeting the Lord and being a part of his will and doing things his way, you have to have a mindset. And that is actually a part of salvation, because you got to have the right type of mindset to want to be saved. Let's be very, very clear. This is not for the faint of heart necessarily. You have to have a mindset that says, you know what? I am going to pursue this thing, and I'm going to persevere with my whole heart, with everything that is within me. And that is a thought process that starts in your mind. Let's be clear, because it's only when you change your mind are you able to start actually living out the word. So, the Bible says we have to renew our minds. You know, so that's part of it. So you have to do that both naturally and spiritually. So I really, really speak to the natural part of just, you know, renewing your mind, in the sense that let's figure out how we can make your mind fit or really, really work for you in the present state that you're in. Like, this is where I want to go. This is the goal that I'm trying to get to. These are the things that I want to be doing in my life. These are the things that I want to activate in my life. Does my mindset line up with that? Because if it doesn't, then I've got to get my mindset up, because if I don't, I'm not going to actively pursue the things that I need to pursue to get those things done. So it's all about helping you change your mind to align with the goals and the accomplishments that you are setting for yourself, both in God and outside of God. So you have to have, you know, you got to set goals. And in order to get there, you got to make sure that your mindset is lining up with those goals so that you are committed to doing the tasks that need to be done to accomplish those goals. And so that is what I really, really work with clients and help them work through. It's very powerful. I mean, if you got a mindset that's always negative and you can't ever think of anything positive, and the world is gloom and doom and everybody's going to die tomorrow, then, you know, I don't know how far you're going to get in life with that attitude, because that's not going to help you anything. It's not going to help you accomplish anything. You know, if you're a person who lives, my grandmother used to always say, you cannot live a defeatist life and then expect to have things go well. You have to live.
Right.
You can't think in your mind with a defeated attitude and then think that you're going to have a wonderful life. It's not going to happen because the word says we are, you know, what the power of life and death is in the tongue. So what we say is what we believe and it's what we hear and it's what we think and it's what we feel and it's what we live out. So if we start teaching
like
and talking to ourselves with a more positive tone, with more positive words and thinking more positively, then we can't help but live positively.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
Amen.
Right? It sounds real simple, but it's a very, very hard thing to do when you have been conditioned to always have something negative spew out of your mouth. I remember those days, so I know what it's like. It took me years to retrain my mind. I mean, when I was going through the... Right now, I challenge my clients to do 3-1. 3-1. So for every negative thoughts you have, I need you to come up with 3 positive thoughts. Right on the spot. Let's get it
right.
done. Okay? Because we got to hurry up and get those negative thoughts gone. Okay?
Thanks.
So in doing that, when I first decided that I was going to try this thing, because let me just tell you, it's not my genius. I got this from Joel Osteen, and it just changed my life. And then I was under my old pastor in Wisconsin, Pastor Bishop Burt. And if you want to hear somebody can tell you something, that man can always see the glass half full. And he changed my life with it. I don't care what's going on. He can see the glass half full. I was like, yes, God. Yes, yes, yes. I need that in my life. So I decided that
Amen.
I was going to practice this thing. And let me tell you, I told all my friends and family, this is the new principle I'm trying to set and make real in my life. So if I'm not following, y'all stop me and do something else, okay? So
if I'm not
talking positive, then I need y'all to stop me in my tracks and start talking positive to me so I can remember that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And it took me a long time. Let me tell you something. I was so upset with them every time I want to have a pity party, and I'm ready to be like, and this, and that, and they were like, well, you know, so-and-so, and then it's like all this silver lining, and I'll be like, anybody asked you all that? But it helped me to start seeing the glass half full all the time. Now you have a hard time beating me seeing the glass half full.
I know, that's right.
And
Amen.
That
that's
is something
beautiful.
That I really, really learned to practice that I teach my clients to do all the time. Let's start right there because that is going to help you. Anything else that I'm going to tell you after that in coaching is all about whatever you set your goals to be and how we have ways in which we're going to get there, okay? But that is
Amen.
Always the key. That is always first. Let's get your mind together. Let's get it focused and let's maintain it. And you need to fight for that with your life. Everything you got, you need to fight to have your mindset right. Fight to keep your mind, okay? It's a battlefield for the mind. Joyce Meyer says a battlefield for the mind, and that is the truth. It will
Amen.
Always be a battlefield because the one moment you step out there and start and decide that you are going to have your mind made up, your mind is set, and the devil is going to hit you with everything he think he got and then some.
Amen, amen.
All because you stepped out there and opened up your mouth.
And that's a wonderful book, and I highly recommend it. If you haven't read it, it is a phenomenal book. Joyce Meyer's The Battlefield of the Mind. That is an awesome book.
Yes.
Let me ask you this question, too. We need to break down some language for some people so that they don't lose where we're trying to go with our thoughts. There is a carnal mind, and there is a spiritual mind. And when we say carnal mind, that's not a put down. That's not a point of idiocy or lack of or anything like that, listeners. What we're saying in the carnal mind is a mind that is basically separated from spiritual enlightenment. That's all we're saying. You have just taken on the secular view, secular world. I've been there. Lady Toria has been there. We've all been there because we were born into this world. We were not born with the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We had to come into that knowledge, or can I say that knowledge had to come to us. So a spiritual mindset is with the understanding that God has enlightened us. He has reason. He has purpose. He has intent. He has instructions and guidelines for us to live by that feeds our soul. And when I was talking about Solomon, the reason that many people that are well-to-do or wealthy find themselves exasperated even though they have all this wealth and all these luxuries around them is because they have not done what they needed to do to satisfy and feed their soul, which is their inner being, their core person on who they are. So what I would like for you to do, Lady Toria, is the carnal mind where a person is. It seems like we have to get to a point where we're broke down. I mean, where things are about to just, all the wheels about to come off the wagon. Or we're facing some serious illness. Or we're facing some serious legal matter or serious relationship issue before we finally submit to maybe a spiritual solution. Is that just an expression of the degree of carnal knowledge that is holding us down and keeping us from getting spiritual enlightenment?
You know what? I think it is a function of it. I think that in anything that you're doing, if you don't, because I find that this is not just in spiritual things or natural things or carnal things. I think that our carnal mind is always going to, because it doesn't have the enlightenment of God, it's always going to be way more stressed and pressed in the things that we have to do than we ever are going to be in our spiritual mind, because now we have, when we step over to our spiritual mind gives us power. And it's an extra, it's like the anointing gives you that extra oomph, that extra press, that extra pull, that extra thing that drives you. You know what I mean? And without it, I think we struggle even more. But let's be clear, we can still be struggling even on the spiritual side. But all of that is about your will. All of that is about yielding. All of that is about surrender. All of that is about really, really choosing and understanding what's next, what is best for you. And we don't always see what's best. One of the things that I think that we do when it comes to non-church and in church, and we would be deciding whether or not we should be in or whether or not we should be out, is that we always have this push and pull that says, well, if I step over here into the knowledge of God, then that means I have to get everything right.
Okay.
And I can't have any mistakes, and I can't mess up.
Wow.
Although, if I stay over here in the carnal mind, I might not have the extra help from God, but at least I don't have to be judged. Nobody's
right.
expecting me to do anything over here, but whatever it is, I want to do. Okay,
yeah, I got
so when
you.
I step
Amen.
Over here into God, now I have a whole set of people watching to see if I'm about to actually live this thing out the way that the Bible says. And we have this
Amen.
Extra added pressure, not understanding that if we would just yield a little bit more to God, then He would actually help us with this whole getting it right thing, because he understands that there will be mistakes made. He's not asking
Amen.
For us to be perfect. He's asking for us to try.
Amen.
And
That's
if we
right.
understood it that way, then we wouldn't feel so much pressure. And then maybe we would be more inclined to step on over here to the Christ side. But I got an inkling that part of that reason is because of the way some people in the church can actually communicate these things to non-believers. They kind of can put you off a little bit, and if you're looking at them, you might not want to join. So you have to start, but then again, now you have to be progressive enough in your mind to say, you know what, it ain't about these people that I see, it's about what my experience with God is going to be when I step over here.
Yeah. And I think one of the illusions that the devil uses to keep people out of church is this propaganda that church is for the homely, the pitiful, the uneducated, the people that are the cast-offs. And so people will have this sense of morality that they're okay, that I don't really need church to pump me up or to help me with my self-esteem. I'm good enough. But what they don't understand is being good does not open the gates of heaven. Being good will maybe work with you down here on earth in certain ways, but that is a lower standard than what God has already declared to be. You got to be forgiving. You can't be good. Woman of God, listen, I told you the time was going to fly by. I told you I was going to laugh when I tell you, so it's time. I hate it, but that only gives me more reason to have you come back and share all of your wonderful testimony and beautiful knowledge in the work that you're doing in personal growth, mindset, Coach. We appreciate who you are, what you're doing. I'm looking forward to continue this Kingdom collaboration, but I would love for you to inform my listeners on when you broadcast, what website you got going on. Tell us information in case there's someone that want to get in touch with you. You may be, but I don't know if you do virtual counseling and coaching or whatever, but I know that there are people listening to this broadcast that want to get in touch with you. Can you please provide information on how they can contact you and when you are doing your Facebook live broadcast or whatever you got going on the website?
Definitely. Listeners can catch me and connect with me on Facebook or and Instagram at I Am The Coach T. That's just all one word together, I Am The Coach T. And you can also book my services. I do a virtual counseling as well as face-to-face. It just depends. I do some workshops, so I have a lot of different things that you can go on to I Am The Coach T, the Facebook page. I Am The Coach T. You will always be able to see all of my services and whatever workshops I am doing at that time. Currently, I am actually a talk show radio host on intellectualradio.com. Mm-hmm. So you can listen online, intellectualradio.com. It can also be heard on Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio. But it is called Empowering Moments with Coach T. Empowering Moments with Coach T. Currently, I am in at the end of my Black Love series, which will be airing tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I am normally on every third Sunday, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. However, for the whole month of April, I have been involved in a two-part split series, The Black Love Situation. This is the last installment coming up tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then I will be back to my regular schedule every third Sunday on Intellectual Radio at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, Empowering Moments with Coach T.
Amen. That sounds wonderful. Now, listen, I am a two-time published author myself. For the ladies, I've written Listen to the Men, Think for Yourself. And for the men, I've written The Man Code, Being a Man of Purpose on Purpose. So if you find yourself in need of a special guest talking about black love or any kind of love, all you got to do is get in touch with me. I'll be honored and happy to share any insight and inspiration that God has given me on your platform, just like you came on mine. Thank you so much, woman of God. You're beautiful in Jesus. We're going to keep you in our prayers. Ain't nothing you
Thank
can
you
do
so
about
much.
It except pray. You can't do nothing about it except pray for us and love us back in God. How about that?
Absolutely.
Amen. Thank you for joining us. Woman of God, talking about personal growth coach and mindset coach, woman of God, Taria Renee, was right here. She is Coach T, and you better believe that. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. And if you got it going on like that, where you are established in what you are doing and what God has given you to do, I want you to get in touch with me so that you can come on this Fire Gospel Experience Ministry platform and be my special guest and let the world know about the gifts that God has given you and how you're willing to share yourself with the world. Get in touch with me. Give me a call, 870-413-0220. Again, the number to call, get in touch with me, be my special guest on Fire the Gospel Experience is 870-413-0220. And I promise you, if you send me an email at ronaldjefferson1@aol.com, I will get back in touch with you, man, because I'm looking for you anointed and blessed people to come on and give God the praise, give God the glory for everything that he's doing in our lives. And guess what? He gave you that gift just so that you can honor him and then be a blessing to somebody else. So get in touch with me. I'm right there on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. I'm looking for you to get in touch with me. Don't wait. These reservations on this Fire Gospel Experience go real fast. So if you feel that fire burning in your soul, you need to get in touch with me like yesterday. Amen. Here is new music from Du Bois Robinson and the group Heaven Sent, because I promise you, I don't know where I'll be if it wasn't for the Lord.
Don't know.
be begging for food to eat. Wouldn't have a place to stay if you hadn't came away.
Don't know where
I would be. Let me tell you what he did for me. He gave me legs so that I could walk. He gave me a mouth so that I could talk.
You gave me eyes.
Ooh, so that I could see. I wanna thank you for victory. Don't know where I would be.
Oh!
Without you, Lord. I might be robbing and stealing if you hadn't brought deliverance.
Don't know
where I would be.
You.
I'm so glad you saved me.
Save me
from myself.
Save
me from the sins of this.
I'm your neighborhood evangelist, Lady Falana, the CEO and founder of VFTM Productions, and you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience. Fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music, which we are proud to syndicate on the VFTM Productions Incorporated, the radio and television side. VFTM Productions Incorporated has an entertainment side that consists of anointed radio and television shows, as well as some of God's most talented and gifted gospel artists, singers, and musicians. Go to BFTM Live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to tune in to the archives to Ron's show, Fire the Gospel Experience. Hey, if you would like to be a part of BFTM Productions and programs, feel free to contact me, your girl, Lady Falana, at 919-819-9336. Or by email, bftmproductions2020@gmail.com. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. It will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. It's all about kingdom building, ladies and gentlemen, and that's Bonafide Talk.
Yes, yes, yes. We give you praise, dear God, the Lord's Prayer by woman of God, Afton Tustin, singing it so, so very beautiful. Thank you, woman of God. We appreciate that beautiful song. This is the hour of the segment of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where you anointed speakers and people that have an exhortation and a word from God to share with us in word of inspiration. My special guest is here, also woman of God in her very own right here, to bless us with word of inspiration, none other than she is the radio host. She is part of and probably CEO and overseer of Daisy Gadsden Bates Corporation, as well as the preaching woman and author, calling us as her day is very busy, and we're here happy to have her here with us and share with us on Word of Inspiration, none other than woman of God right out of Little Rock, as well as over Raw Ministries, woman of God Mia Gadsden is here to give us Word of Inspirations on this Fire Gospel Experience. Bless you. Thank you, woman of God. I know you're having a very, very busy day, so I'm just going to just invite you to just come on in and share your Word of Inspirations, ma'am. And then we'll talk a little bit about this awesome book that you've written, because you come from a very distinguished family here in Arkansas. So I'm going to pass you the microphone and the platform and let you bless us, woman of God, Mia Gadsden, with your Word of Inspirations. Go right ahead, my dear sister in Christ.
Well, God bless you. I'm so excited and so grateful that you invited me on. Yes, it is a busy day. I am at work, but I always have time to encourage the people of God. And so on today, I just want to encourage your listeners to simply show love. You know, we live in a day and a time where people are not only in their business, but they're in everybody else's business. And sometimes with the move and all of these other things that we have going, it's so easy to put our minds and our foot in somebody else's, what they have going on. But if we simply just learn to show love, God will just do the miraculous in your life. And so that would be my my encouragement on today. It's not anything magical. It's not anything so broad. It's not a secret. He simply showed love. And if we learn to do that, I think that our lives would be bigger. Our lives would be greater. And Amen. We'll learn to move forward in the things of God. So that's what I would encourage the people of God to do on today.
Amen. Short and sweet. Amen. We don't always have to get so deep. We can just make it. We can just make it very plain and very simple for everyone to grab a hold of, and everybody can, amen, and let everybody get a piece of it for themselves, amen. Woman of God, you have written a book. You have written a book, woman of God. Tell us about this book that you've written so that my listeners can be blessed by this literary piece that you shared with the world.
The name of the book is Living Behind the Shadow, the life story of the niece of Daisy Gadsden Bates. My aunt years ago, Daisy Bates, wrote a book called The Long Shadow of Little Rock. And she spoke about the civil rights crisis of Central High in 1957 in Little Rock, Arkansas, where we integrated Central High School. And she talked about her past. She talked about where she came from. And the Holy Spirit gave me Living Behind the Shadow, because people looked at me as if I was supposed to do this great thing and I wasn't supposed to go through any life situations. And Living Behind Her Shadow and the things that I went through as a young lady. And it talked about my past, and which is, you wouldn't believe it. But it also talked about the things that she taught me growing up, and how those things encouraged me, and how they watered who I am today. One of the things that I talk about is just getting past your past, getting past who people think you are, people's opinion of you. And so many of us allow other people's opinions to form who we are. And if we learn how to simply be who God has called us to be, we don't have to try to be what anybody else is called. We don't have to try to be somebody that we see and love. It's okay to admire people, but God has called us to do something on our own. you know, he's called us to be our own destiny writer. And so we have to learn how to do that. And so that's what the book is about. It's called Living Behind the Shadow, the life story of the niece of Daisy Gadsden Bates. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. So we would be encouraged by not only her life, but as you stated, the life that you live, because it is so very challenging when great people are connected to us in a very personal way. And then, like you said, expectations are put upon us to see if this greatness will continue. But there's greatness in everyone. Everyone is not going to be in the spotlight on certain levels, but everyone has the opportunity, woman of God, as you know, to do great and mighty things in the Lord.
Yes.
You may not be nationwide, you may not be statewide, you may not even be citywide, but in the eyesight of God, whatever you do for God, at whatever level you're at, you will receive the same reward, if not more, as those who are on a national stage, who are on a statewide stage. So where can this book be purchased? Where can it be downloaded, woman of God?
It can be purchased anywhere books are sold. It's everywhere. I received an email a few days ago. It's being sold in London. It's everywhere.
Okay.
It's Amazon. Yeah. It's Walmart. Anywhere. You can go anywhere and purchase it online. If Amazon is your thing, you can purchase it personally from me. I've had a lot of people here in Arkansas, of course, want me to, you know, autograph it and all those different things, but they can get it anywhere. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But see, also too, now I need to let my listeners know that not only are you an author, but you have an early morning high energy radio broadcast that I have been blessed by. I can't tell you how many times. Tell us when you broadcast so that my listeners can tune in and get their spirit aroused for a brand new day.
Well, Preacher, I had the opportunity. I haven't had any radio experience, but that's something how God will move. I work for KABF here in Little Rock, Arkansas, and it's 88.3 FM, and I'm on every Monday and Tuesday morning from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., and it's 88.3 on the computer. You can go to KABF.org and click on Listen Live. And they can get me there on their computer, on their phone, or they can go to my Facebook page and catch me live. And that's under me again.
Amen. If there are people out there, pastors, preachers, people that are administrators that are looking to create some sort of event, whether it is live, I know we have this virus, COVID-19 restrictions in place, or whether it's virtual. If you were invited to their event to be a speaker, to share what God has blessed in your life, I know that you're a minister, I know that you're a preacher, I know that you're a pastor. Would you be willing to share any information so that someone can get in touch with you in case they want to invite you to their upcoming events for 2021?
Oh, of course, of course. On Facebook, again, I can be reached under Mia Gatson. That's M-I-A, Mia Gatson, G-A-T-S-O-N. And my email is CLEANDREAGATSON at iCloud.com. That's email. Or they can reach a specific number, 501-515-7387. And they can get me, they'll probably get my voicemail, but I do check it often. And, of course, I understand that there is a pandemic going on, but, you know, people are still hurting, and I know you know that. Getting cancer. They're still going through heartache. They're still getting depressed. Mm-hmm. And I know the pandemic is going on, and it's kind of taking the forefront, but suicide is still at an all-time high, and people need God. They don't need your scriptures. They don't need your scripture because people hear scripture all the time. They need for you to, they need to see the scripture.
Ooh,
they need to see the
preaching.
And so that's where, that's what I was speaking about love earlier. It's okay, you know, when you're going through to give a scripture. But preacher, we have to live it. We have to
live it.
Because
we're
living it. Time where people aren't going to read the Bible. They're going to look at your life.
That's right.
And if you are who you say you are, they should be able to see
Come
something
on.
In you that will pull out
That's
the
right.
best in them.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So, you're so right, because we may be the only walking, talking, living, breathing Bible that some people read until they get a better understanding and a touch from Holy Spirit God that they might be saved. So we labor, we pray, we make ourselves available. But like you said, we have to live this life that we're talking about, that we're preaching about. Amen. Woman of God, listen, I'm looking forward to having you come back as my featured special guest when you have more time. I know you're having a busy day, but please, please, please get in touch with me so that we can have you come back and sit down and share your awesome testimony. I'm looking forward to hearing it, woman of God. So please, let's come back and see if we can get you back on where you'll have more time to sit and discuss the good things of God with us here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. I hope you'll do that, because if you don't, I will be calling you.
Preacher, it was a pleasure. I just thank God that I did have a little time to sneak away.
Amen.
And anytime I can share of God's goodness and my testimony, I'm going to do it. I always say so many people are looking at the pulpit. It's not the pulpit. It's how you live.
Yes, ma'am.
And
that's right.
The time that I can do this, I'm going to find some type of way. And if I can, I just want to leave this with your listeners really, really quickly. The other day, my aunt left something with me. She said she heard somebody speak about being a water walker. And she talked about how Peter walked on the water. And she said, woman of God, there are some things that could have drowned you, but you walked over them. And so I want to leave that with your listeners on today. There are some things that should have drowned you. There are some things that you should have failed through. But because God has called you to be a water walker, you're walking through those things. So my encouragement today is to continue to show love and continue to be a water walker. You be blessed, man of God, and I thank you.
I thank you, woman of God. That is Pastor Mia Gasser right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, giving you encouraging words right here on Word of Inspiration. Amen. 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 It don't take long. No, it don't take long. You just do what God gave you to do, handle your business, and then keep it moving. That's what we do right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And we're going to keep it moving because I want to give God all the sincere praise that I can while I have this time here on my earthly journey. I don't want to be negligent and not give God my very best. So here we go on this Fire Gospel Experience. I'm about to break out my millennials because this is how we roll. Come on, Slim VZ.
Majestic sound.
And go hit the block, that's how we roll.
Roll, 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 roll.
Speak the truth, touch the soul, deal and hope, that's how we roll.
Roll, 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 roll.
Standing tall, never fold, making goals, that's how we roll.
Roll, 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 roll.
We be fresh, head to toe, narrow roads, that's how we roll.
Roll, roll, roll,
that's how we roll.
I got handles on the port with the of ages. Treat salvation like a sport when it comes to saving. Who am I? I'm not much, just some Jesus agent. He'll supply you with his love, there's no need for hating. A touch pass from my center to the power forward. Slam dunking in your face, we keep moving forward. This is how we roll, with no regard for the dragon. This is how we show the world, he is just an actor. Staying fresh head to toe, I got the crown on my clothes. We took the gospel to the street, but that's the way we like to roll. From the streets to the pulpit, we gon' empty out the whole camp. Some think Jesus is a myth, but I'ma keep his name on my lips. We so clutch in the game, listen to the coach. He entrusted us with this, put us on the go. This is not a show, this is actually what we do. I got my scuba gear, I'm swimming through the deep for you.
Out of you, touch and go, hit the block, that's how we roll.
Roll, 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 roll.
Speak the truth, touch the soul, deal and hope, that's how we roll.
Roll, 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 roll.
Standing tall, never fold, making goals, that's how we roll.
Roll, 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 roll.
We be fresh, head to toe, narrow roads, that's how we roll.
Yo,
bitch from some years ago that hit the block and did it, ho. Underlay, on their face, I gotta hold on. Everybody fresh, get your roll on. This is not a sad song. Whistle while I work, too bag on. Back in, ain't never left. Pick and roll, shoot the sides, it's like I'm stuck. Living dreams, ain't never slept. Jesus gang, run. That's how I roll on that shit. Leave an impact if we miss. Salty in my spirit and it's dripping. We be making goals, you know we been. Family ready, calling it. Turn so hard, it look like this. Got the glow with halos on, we ultra blessed. Alley, you touch and go. Hit the block, that's how we roll.
Roll, 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 roll.
Beat the truth, touch a soul. Hill and hope, that's how we roll.
Roll, 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 that's how we roll.
Standing tall, never fold. Making goals, that's how we roll.
Roll, 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 roll.
We be fresh, head to toe. Narrow roads, that's how we roll.
Roll, roll, roll.
That's how we roll.
Well, hello. I am Prophetess Mia Gadsden Mason, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry, Raw Ministries at 2659 Pike Avenue, North Little Rock, Arkansas, will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family and friends and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Lord, we welcome you into this place. Lord, we welcome you into this place. We desire to worship you, let your presence fill the room. Lord, we welcome you into this place.
Bring your fresh anointing. Your fresh anointing to change the atmosphere. Bring your fresh anointing here, 'cause we need to feel it. Change the atmosphere. I want you to dwell in here. Bring your anointing.
Everybody to come and let us praise his name. Come on, sing.
I don't know about you, but I can feel something stirring up in the room. I feel His presence. I feel it coming all over me, yeah. Oh, ain't nothing like that feeling. That feeling of anointing, that feeling of power, that feeling of your presence.
Sounds of Man of God, Brady Frank Jr. and the gospel group Ordinary People, taking you into this place of holiness, this place of righteousness, this place where our God dwells. Amen. And you are invited to come into the room, but you must be born again. You can't just come in any kind of way. No, Lord. You have to have had an intimate soul-saving relationship with the God-man, Jesus the Christ. Amen. This is the portion of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where I share with you inspirational words coming from the book of Psalms, 37th edition, 37th number, verses 1 through 7. And it reads for our inception. It reads for our application. The word of God is a strength. It is an anchor that we hold on to that blesses us. Do not fret thyself because of those who are evil. Amen. Or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. When the Bible says don't fret, King James Version language, what does it mean? It sounds kind of sort of country, and yes, it is kind of sort of country. But it means to be constantly or visibly worried or anxious, feeling uneasy, distressed, upset, unhappy, where you agonize, where there's anguish, sorrow, brooding, moping, fussing and complaining all the time, grumbling, whining, as you stew about things that you're just peeved off about. That's what it means to be frisked. Now, we can put ourselves in places like that that God never intends, but He can create lessons there if we find ourselves there, if we choose that path. And then we'll fool around and we'll blame other folks for it, and then we'll even blame God. And then finally, hopefully, we'll blame ourselves as it applies if we truly care to recognize what's really, really going on, like Brother Marvin said. And what is it that we fret about? Numbers 37 and 1 from the book of Psalms says, do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. Now, we can easily see why we get disturbed about evil people getting away with all the devious things that they do, but are we sometimes secretly wishing, which is really envying, that we could maybe sometimes get away with some of the low things that we want to do, you know, those things that we don't want nobody to know about ourselves? So if God is letting them folks slide, why can't I slide sometimes is the question we raise in our head. Verse 2 says, for like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Oh, how quickly we forget the consequences of those who live in evil. And more importantly, how we become infected with a spiritual amnesia and lose our way in following the good in this Jesus way we're supposed to be living. Verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy a safe pasture. When we apply active, not passive, active faith, and continue to follow Holy Spirit God's guiding in the good ministries that we're called to do, we are guaranteed the place of peacefulness, even in tough times. That is an ever-living and ever-growing gift from God, this peace that I'm speaking of. Verse 4 says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, we can't live in this world and allow comparisons to regulate our minds away from the spiritual truth that keeps our faith alive. When we maintain, God sustains. And even when we don't maintain as we should, we experience new and deeper levels of God's amazing grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God does spiritual surgery as we fret not. Like a doctor sedates a patient in an operation, our peace flows through the members of our mind, body, and spirit to allow God to transform us day by day. Yes. And even moment by moment. Verse 5 says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. Trust in him, and he will do this. Hallelujah. Do it, Lord. Trust, that's the root foundation of our faith, beloved. So if we are in the grip of fret, it's because we have loosened our faith. And then God gives us another one of those spiritual pop quizzes as we go through whatever it is we go through, just for us to see if we'll pass the testing of our faith, to show us where we really do stand and not where we assume that we stand about ourselves. Yeah. Verse 6 says, he will make your righteousness reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Verse 7 says, be still. Can you do that? Be still, Lord. That's a whole nother chapter right there. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Being still and patiently waiting on the Lord is not the arbitrary language of idleness. It is the quieting of our mind as we go about the business of living out our Christian lives, assignments, and calling. So, instead of being filled with anxieties and envying others, it is the best time right there to pray for them, as well as ourselves, not to get carried away or entangled with the things of this world. For we know that God would have no one's soul to be lost, and neither should we. Amen. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, giving you some good, sanctified, spiritual, biblical inspiration. And don't you know that that is when God brings about that healing that we need? Here's man of God, Brandon Jacob, singing about the healing that comes when we don't fret.
I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Come on, there's healing taking place.
I am the Lord, your healer.
Oh, yes.
I send my word
to you.
and heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. So heal, Jesus, heal. Heal, Jesus.
To the rock. That rock is Jesus. Make no mistake about it. He is your healing place. Thank you. Thank you, Brandon Jacobs, for letting us know that God is still in the healing business. Amen. Not one ounce of healing balm, of medicine has left his presence. He is the healer. That is our God. Amen. Goes right there. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. I want to thank all of you beautiful souls for just supporting me in your prayer life and supporting me financially with your gifts, donations. Thank you so much. You can always support this wonderful Fire Gospel Experience ministry with a donation of any size that you please to donate, just to keep things going. I appreciate every single dollar, dime, and dollar sign. Capital R, Ron, capital E, Fire 60. If you'd like to make a donation, I want you to tune in to these Fire Gospel Experience ministries at your leisure. You don't have to wait until Saturday 12 Central Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then again on Sunday all the way at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Close right there. I just want you all to be blessed. You can go to my Facebook page, Ron E. Jefferson, pull up my archives. You can go to my Fire Facebook page, pull up my archives. I want you to be blessed. You go to Instagram, Ronald Jefferson 1. Lord has blessed me to be on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Spotify, because this is a ministry that uplifts God, and there is no other alternative or agenda here. We just magnify Jesus as the Christ, the Word of God, and God's biblical instructions before leaving earth. Amen. And Holy Spirit God, we just thank all the wonderful things that God is doing in our life. Thank you so much, woman of God, personal growth and mindset coach, Toria Renee, Coach T, for coming in and sharing so much wonderful testimony and inspiration. She is a blessing. We all can use a mentor. There is no position or platform where someone is above mentoring, where someone is above counseling. I saw that on Facebook, and I'm sharing it because it's true. I don't care who you are. Everyone needs an accountability partner. Everyone needs somebody that can instruct them, that can lead them, guide them, give them some good godly inspiration and advice. Amen. And she might be that very person just for you to receive all of those things and then more. Amen. Because we work so much better when we work together. We all have been given gifts by God to be used for the edification of each one of our minds, bodies, and souls, as well as giving him God, talking about giving him God, yeah, the praise and the glory that's due for gifting us and opening our eyes to the realization that he is real. Thank you so much, woman of God, Pastor Mia Gatson, for coming in with word of inspiration, talking about love, talking about keeping it real, because the world needs love, and guess what? God is love. So thank you again. I leave you wonderful people in the hands of Holy Spirit God. I pray that you be blessed, covered, kept by God. Until next time, until we meet again, I would just love to share with you from my old hometown. I'm not there bodily, but I'm there spiritually, talking about Detroit. And here are the Detroit Youth Choir singing praises to our God with a song entitled Glory. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the Lord as I leave you with this final word. And it is, God gives us what we need because he is God. God also gives us what we want sometimes because he is good. So until next time, I pray that the Detroit Youth Choir bless you with the song entitled Glory, Glory, Glory. Y'all be blessed in Jesus.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours.
Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory.
Black in your crowd, hands up. If you wanna make a change, I'm my leader, stand up.
Look, I'm tired of seeing my people on the news, texting my friends, hoping they're okay too.
And yeah, we said all lives matter, but I get to choose the color of my skin, so how does that matter? Your job is to serve and protect me, so where's the protection? Not only dying from racism and COVID infection.
Can't get snacks like Trayvon, get some sleep like Rihanna. The more they kill us off, we're losing our mothers and fathers.
Listen, we will enough be enough. I shouldn't be afraid that I'm next to go in handcuffs.
Look, it's time to team up and stop the cruelty.
My board is up and I see him walking towards me.
Walking, yelling, no justice, no peace.
Kneeling, until my people reach equality.
Oh,
done as soon as possible. And if we come together, we're unstoppable. If you wear white, yellow, green, or blue, this isn't the star fight, nah, it's yours too. More than being enslaved like my ancestors. It's time that we expose the country's transgressions. We're the future, not the past. It's time to steal the present. Unity is what we're wishing for as a present. We doing Zoom calls, protests, rallies, and more. The bigger we are in numbers, yeah, we can even the score. The year is 2020, let us make that clear. This the last generation they mess with fear. And when we get old, the stories will be on repeat. Fighting for our rights and mass and trying to keep 6 feet. With my hand in yours, look at our justice and peace. Fist up, it's time to come together on our own street.
So we can be one.
Share it with my